Hi, welcome back to more Slice of Sci-Fi. I'm Summer Brooks, and with me today is director John Suits, who has a new sci-fi thriller coming out called 3022, starring Omar Epps, Kate Walsh, Angus McFadden, and Georgia Fox. Hi, John.
Hi, how are you doing?
No, pretty good, pretty good. Now, this film is really, really intriguing. It's about a group of astronauts on a deep space long-term 10-year mission, and it appears that an extinction-level event changes the course of their project. And this film explores more about what people can and may do with the realization that they might be all alone for the rest of their lives. What brought you to this project and to take this approach with it?
Well, so I originally found the script 5 years ago on the Blacklist database, where you can kind of read a bunch of scripts.
Uh-huh.
And I like read it and loved it and took too long to try to option it, so didn't get the rights. But then I also then took a break from movies where when my second kid was born, I've been directing more commercials and branded content, and then missed making movies and remembered 3022 and I'd really wanted to make it. And I'm friends with the writer now, and I asked him about it, and the rights had finally expired a couple months prior, and this is after 3 years. So it felt like fate, and I was like, can I get the rights to make this movie? And I had to do some convincing, because they had been planning on making it like a $30 million movie. And when I'm trying to convince them that we could do it as a sub-million-dollar movie, that was a hard sell, but eventually won them over. And then we worked together on the script for a while, you know, where I started giving him notes and he was updating it. And, you know, and that's how it kind of all came together. And I was drawn to the script just by, I think Ryan's a really strong writer. I loved the concept. I liked putting myself in this space where you're just sort of trying to, I found myself feeling like, well, what would I be doing in this situation? And it's a tough one, and you don't really know what the right answer is. And I think that's what was interesting to me about the script, is you have all these characters that are going through the situation and making choices, and all of them have justifiable reasons for their choices.
Yeah, I like that. Each person approached the situation a little bit differently, and you even had some people change their minds, like literally do a 180 in what they had been mm-hmm. feeling and believing. And that's, you know, that's typical. We humans are a flighty bunch. And the tension for me was ramped up to almost unbearable just by how claustrophobic a lot of the scenes are. There are scenes where there's big space, and then all of a sudden you squeeze down to this one room or this one hallway, and it ramps the tension back up. And I thought that pacing of tension and relax and then tension again and relax was unbearable and delightful in a movie.
Oh, cool. Thanks. I'm glad to hear that. Yeah, that was the goal. And you know, Will Stone, the DP, and David Ebert, the production designer, obviously they had a huge challenge as we were trying to get this all together. And they, I think that was one of our, we really did want to have this sort of isolated, claustrophobic feel. So we used a lot of close-ups. And so it kind of makes those spaces feel tighter. And then we do mix it in with these shots where you just have like one person and alone in a giant sort of empty feeling space too. And I think that was kind of a big part of it, is picking the moments and that fluidity of when you wanted to kind of get more like the walls are closing in, and when you wanted to feel more like people are alone and in the sort of contemplative place. And so we tried to really talk through all that and you know, visually approach the movie that way. And then obviously the actors brought so much to it, and they're all incredible to work with. And you know, it was really fun watching them kind of breathe new life into these characters and making choices more interesting than I could have thought of a lot of the time. And I was like, oh, that's a great idea. I wish I'd thought of that. And so it was a really fun process working with everybody. And it was a great, great team all working on it. And Tara Craig, the producer, is amazing as well.
Yeah, some of the character approaches by both Angus and Kate took me a little bit by surprise, but it made it, I guess, richer. You know, it had like a deeper feel mm-hmm. for what they were going through. And then Omar is just, you know, he can hold a room with his eyes. So that was a lot of fun watching him try to keep it together, not for himself, but for everyone else. And just a lot of those shots where you just see the emotion on the actors' faces was very, very compelling. And I guess for me, that made it a little bit more just sad, when, because you don't know what's going to happen. The things are left a little bit open-ended, kind of. And
yes, definitely.
And I sat there and wondered, like, are we just going to sit here with this moment, just laying on our backs like this? Is there going to be another? Like, I kept watching through the entire credits, watching to see if there'd be some denouement that wasn't quite so depressing, and there wasn't. I'm like, oh man, that's kind of cool.
Well, it's funny, there's been different versions of the ending, some more depressing and some more hopeful. So not to give anything away, but the original version of the script was even more ambiguous. And then there was a version of the script that it was even a little more hopeful. So it's kind of somewhere in between the areas, because there was at some point in the script a post-credit shot that adds a little bit of hope. And there was also another initial version that leaves out a shot that has less hope, if that makes sense.
Without being spoilery, yes, it does. So my question, being a complete, total sci-fi nerd who loves commentary tracks, when this eventually hits Blu-ray, will there be detailed commentary by you and the writer Ryan, and maybe some of those extra scenes?
I don't know if there's currently any plans to, but it's definitely a fun exercise, you know. I think in sort of trying to process it, and Ryan is such a thoughtful writer, and kind of working with him on this, and sort of trying to figure out that right balance of you know, to make the, I think the main thing we want to do is make the ending feel honest, you know, and so it's one of those things where, like, when you're talking about it, if you take a step back and really start to process and think about it, there's certain parts you go like, where you can be like, oh man, you know, but there's another part of it that emotionally, I think, makes you feel like, oh, okay. So again, I'm trying to speak in code, but, but you know, I think that was sort of a fun part of it is you know, trying to really find that balance and kind of have little bits of reveals and twists and turns along the way on the journey.
Well, this is a rather compelling look, and I'm not, no spoilers, but I liked the reveal of what the title meant. That came as a little bit of a surprise, and it added a little bit of poignancy to the entire story for me. And like I said, I am looking forward to hopefully someday hearing a commentary track somewhere, be it on a Blu-ray or on a podcast. I don't care. I want to hear you and Ryan talk more in depth about getting this film made and just composing some of these scenes, getting some of these performances, because I had a lot of fun. So, again, John, thank you.
Well, I'm really glad to hear that.
Thanks for sharing your vision with this film.
Yeah, thank you so much. I really appreciate you taking the time.
You really should check out 3022. It is a tense, claustrophobic sort of thriller. Just happens to be set in outer space. And I wish I had realized through all the promo material that they sent, they never mentioned that John had also directed the movie Pandemic from a couple of years ago, starring Rachel Nichols, Mekhi Phifer, Missy Pyle, Alfie Allen. I know I wrote up a review of it, but I can't remember if I actually talked about it anywhere. I know we didn't do any interviews for it. I wish I had remembered, and I wish I'd had more than 10 minutes to speak with John, because talking about both 3022 and pandemic could have been fun. I'm looking here at the website. I gave Pandemic a 3 out of 5. And if I remember correctly, most of that was because there was a plot twist at the end that annoyed the hell out of me. I was irked by that particular character development. And, you know, come to think of it, I think I would have loved to have talked to John about that. That could have been a fun conversation. I would actually give 3022 a 3.5 out of 5. The tension in 3022 is a slow build, and there are a couple of twists that you don't see coming, and they're pretty devious. That's all I'm going to say, devious, because I want you to go see it if you can. Check it out in theaters while it's there. If not, check it out on video on demand when it arrives on those platforms. So that said, those two movies together makes me look forward to whatever he's got coming up on his plate next. If you have any questions or comments for us, for the show, for anything, feel free to call in. That number is 602-635-6976. Or you can shoot me an email, summer@sliceofscifi.com. You can listen to Slice of Sci-Fi on Apple Podcasts, on Google Play Podcasts, on Stitcher, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and Player FM. And you can leave us a review over on Apple Podcasts or on Stitcher. You can follow us on Twitter. We're Slice of Sci-Fi over there. You can find us on YouTube and Facebook. We're Slice of Sci-Fi there. And, of course, there is the website, sliceofscifi.com. I want to thank everyone who's supporting the show through Patreon. Your monthly pledges really do keep things afloat over here, so thank you very much. And to the people who are supporting via PayPal, sending in support donations whenever they can. I'd like to thank you all as well. The place to go to add your support is either patreon.com/sliceofscifi or paypal.me/scifisummer. I want to thank the geek rock band Sci-Fried for the theme music provided here on the show. And you can check out more music by them over at their website, sci-fried.bandcamp.com. But that'll do it for this episode. Thank you all for listening. And we'll be back with more Slice of Sci-Fi this weekend. Take care.